You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Kala Maxim, founder and CEO of Five Senses Tastings. Five Senses Tastings curates full sensory music tastings for private, corporate, and nonprofit clients. Live musicians play carefully selected pieces, which are then paired with wine, cheese, and chocolate. A professional opera singer by training, Kala realized that our sense of hearing is typically the sense we tend to forget to remember. In fact, sound is more often than not relegated to the background. Seeking to change the way we experience the important moments in our lives, Kala founded Five Senses Tastings with the idea that beautiful music should be at the forefront of storytelling. Five Senses is based in Los Angeles, California, and serves LA and the larger LA metro areas, including Santa Barbara, Ventura, and Orange counties. Kala, it certainly is a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's a real pleasure.
Certainly is, and looking forward to hearing all about it. So first of all, can you start off by explaining a bit about what music tasting is all about?
Yep, I sure can. So I like to think of music tasting as both a noun and a verb, and I find this is a helpful way to introduce this to people who obviously haven't heard of the concept before. So simply put, and as a verb, music tasting is tasting with your ears, the idea that our sense of hearing is something we can use to taste. As a noun, I define a music tasting as a full sensory storytelling experience based in sound. And really what it is, it's a way of actively engaging your senses, all of your senses. Our foundation is in the sense of sound. And we believe that by actively engaging and specifically triggering all of your five senses, your experience of a story or of a moment is heightened and your memories will be solidified.
And where or how did the idea come about?
Sure. So I spent a number of years as a professional opera singer, and I was actually singing as a mezzo soprano, and a lot of mezzo roles are actually what are called pants roles. And so I sang a lot of young boys and embodied all these amazing personalities and characters on stage, and I became them and I was telling their stories. And I was wondering, you know, could I possibly take that idea off the stage and into real life? And I was also learning a lot more about wine at that time and, you know, thinking all of us have been to these events, we're at corporate events, we're at fundraising events, we're at, you know, private parties all the time. And there is always music around, but it is almost always relegated to non-specificity. And so, you know, as a singer, my sense of sound is heightened. I pay more attention to the intricacies of musical, melodic, and harmonic sound. And I sort of became aware that, you know, a lot of our sound absorption or our experience of sound is unspecific. It's not really of our choosing, and it's often even distracting and potentially even dangerous to our ears. And so I wanted to come up with, you know, a way to tell stories beautifully using all of our senses. And at the same time that I was learning about wine tasting, I thought, well, maybe I could actually put the two together. And that's kind of how the idea of music tasting was born.
Always interesting to hear where the inspiration and ideas come from. Excellent. Now, who would you say are your target audiences or markets?
So, you know, I'd love to say that I can be everything to everyone. And in some ways that's true, but I find that the idea of music tasting is really best served by an intimate audience. So I like to host events that are between 40 and 60 people. And so our target audiences, they do run the gamut, but of course, private clients. So, you know, a rehearsal dinner, a milestone birthday or anniversary, a housewarming, something like that. One of the interesting markets that I've come to know a bit more about since moving to LA is actually the luxury brand market. And this is really an interesting one. I'll just chat for a very brief minute about it. But it was very interesting to me as I started working with luxury brands that when we shop, when we go into stores and engage with these brands, we're really engaging only two of our senses, so our sense of sight and our sense of touch. And my idea behind adding music tasting to that is that your experience, your shopping experience, actually becomes a full sensory experience. You are shopping and buying with all of your five senses, and by doing so, you actually are more likely to choose something that means something, will continue to mean something to you in your future. Beyond that, we also work with corporate clients, so you know, things like client appreciation events, maybe important milestones in the company's history or growth. And then, you know, love to work with wineries and wine bars. They have such a deep and intimate relationship with their own products, and it becomes a really, it's a really wonderful experience to work with wineries, winemakers, and wine bars or restaurants.
Certainly is very interesting. Today we are joined by Kala Maxim, founder and CEO of Five Senses Tastings, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Kala, could you give us a couple of ideas of some types of events where your services could be employed to help create a more unique and intimate experience?
Sure. Yes, I mentioned a few. I think, you know, where I think we can offer more than just, you know, what you might be able to curate yourself. I like to say, or actually someone said this to me after an event once, you know, anybody can buy a Costco cheese plate and some boxed wine and call it a party. And you can, you're welcome to do that. But what we offer is the ability to make an event memorable and unique. So, you know, whether it's a birthday party, as I mentioned, or a rehearsal dinner, an anniversary dinner, or something that's maybe on the surface, maybe harder to customize, something like a client appreciation event, a luxury brand launch. You know, obviously these are unique products, but we can offer, you know, another dimension to these events. So we're having carefully chosen foods and wines, and the music just seeks to heighten the experience even further. Also, like working with galleries, gallery openings, product launches, things like that. So we can really work with any story that you have to tell and really create a unique atmosphere.
Kala, this is truly amazing, and you have more than piqued my interest on your offerings as well. What's coming up next for you in the next couple of months?
Yeah, so we have a busy, busy December, as everyone does. So holiday events, of course, are in full swing. So we actually have three events in L.A., we have, they're both at wineries. So one is in West Hollywood at a beautiful wine bar called The Wine Room, and that's on December 8th. And we also have another event. We're partnering for the first time with Heritage Fine Wines, which is on Cannon Drive in Beverly Hills. So we're super excited about that. Both are holiday themed. They have kind of a different focus. One is actually kind of more of a world tasting, and the other is focused a little bit more on French wine. So Heritage Fine Wines is a boutique French wine bar and wine store. So both are holiday themed. And then January, we've got a couple private events and another public event, which I can't quite announce yet. And then in February, of course, Valentine's Day is a big deal for lovers of music, wine, and chocolate. So we're busy coming up.
Certainly sounds like it. Well, in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a takeaway here for the listeners today?
I think really the idea that you know, we experience our life with our senses. That's obvious. But we don't think about it necessarily. And we certainly don't think on a daily basis about the use or how we employ our sense of hearing. And so my vision and my goal is really to make you, allow you even to spend 90 minutes or 2 hours fully engaging your senses. I allow you to turn off the outside world, and I ask that you fully engage your senses, and the beauty that our music tastings offer you, you know, triggers all of your senses. So you're eating beautiful things and smelling lovely aromas. You're mingling with wonderful people. And ultimately what we're offering you is a chance to, you know, to engage all your senses very specifically. And of course for us, the sense that we focus on, that's kind of our bread and butter, is our sense of sound and the beauty of music.
Well, Kyle, I think this fabulous what you have created here, and wow, I could get involved with this monthly without a question. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Five Senses Tastings and how one could be in touch.
Sure. So our website is fivesensestastings.com, and the word five is spelled out, and tastings has an S on the end. We're on social media, of course, at Five Senses Tastings, which is actually the number five. On most of them. Try a combination of one or both of those will get you to us. And we do sell our tickets on Eventbrite, but our events page on the website has links to all of the public events, and you can purchase tickets there. And we hope that you will taste the music with us very soon.
Kyle, thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you and the company continued success.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Kyle Maxim, founder and CEO of Five Senses Tastings, that curates full sensory music tastings for private, corporate, and nonprofit clients. And for more information, visit fivesensestastings.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.